Welcome to Fit Chicks Chat, the podcast dedicated to fitness, nutrition, wellness, and mindset. For more information on Fit Chicks Academy and our upcoming fitness and nutrition expert certification, as well as our holistic nutrition weight loss coaching certifications, please visit fitchicksacademy.com. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy today's episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. My name is Amanda Quinn.
And my name's Laura Jackson.
And today we are in celebration mode at the Chicks Chat because we are celebrating 15 years in business. 15 freaking years.
I literally cannot believe, like, last year, 14, it's like almost when I got turned 40. Like, 14 didn't affect me. 40 didn't affect me, but 41, like, really clicked in for me. No, it's so weird. I was like, oh, everyone's like, oh my God, you're turning 48. Like, how do you feel about that? I'm like, nothing. But then suddenly I was 41. I'm like, I'm a real grown up. That's what I kind of feel like. I feel like 14, it still hadn't really hit me. But 15, like, we've had a business. We've had Fit Chicks for 15 years.
I know.
That when is, you think like, of, insane. Like,
when I think about it, too, from the number 15, I think about, like, when I was 15 years old, what was I doing? Because I had already went through what felt like a lifetime by the age of 15. And it's like, we've now owned a business for like a period of my life that felt like a lifetime. And that's, I don't know how to explain that thought process, but that's how I think of it. And I'm just like, that's crazy. Like, you know, we went from like baby
it's
stages
been
to toddler.
A third of our lives.
I know.
A third of our
oh my gosh. I never even realized that.
A third of our lives.
A third of our lives has been dedicated to creating this amazing, amazing foundation, this company, this, you know, impacting tens of thousands of people around the world through Fit Chicks and through our community, which is amazing. And I'm so grateful for it.
And the thing that I found so fascinating too is just how it's evolved. And, you know, today we want to kind of share for anyone who's new to the podcast a little bit of the story of Fit Chicks, share some of our biggest lessons. I also think, you know, it's really important to share the struggles as well as the successes, because, you know, I think for a lot of people out there who want to start businesses in fitness, health, and wellness, they kind of think it's either you're going to be successful or you're not. And there's so much that we have learned over the last 15 years, not just having an online business, but running an in-person business. We've done both, which is very different, right? Mm-hmm. It requires I wouldn't say a very different skill set, but it's very different marketing. It's very different execution, logistics, like all of the things. You have more access to your clients in terms of building community. Like, there's so many differences that I want everyone to know that it's not a straight road to success. Like, it is not, and success is definitely not a destination. Like, you have to love the game of it. Which mm-hmm. I don't like calling it a game, but business essentially is, you have to love the business side of it too. So I really think this is so fun to be sharing all of this, because a lot of times we talk so much about fitness, health, and wellness, but Amanda and I love business as well. Like, we love it so much.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to try different things to share our message and to help educate women on fitness, nutrition, and health, helping women start businesses, you know, it's so fun and amazing that, like, we've been able to do this and do it profitably. Like, that's one thing too. Someone asked me, you know, what is one of the biggest things that you are proud of? And it's that we've had a profitable business pretty much from when we started, because we built it in a way that was lower risk to us and was within our comfort zone. And we didn't try to explode it right away. We grew slowly. And I don't know. There's so many things in my mind right now that I would love to talk about.
Well, I think we should start off by just doing a quick little trip down memory lane, but from the perspective of, you know, where we started, but also not only sharing where we started, but also like how we were feeling in those moments. Because I think that that's so important that people understand that everything wasn't just like, oh yeah, we can do this and we're not afraid and we're not scared and we're just going to, you know what I mean? So basically, when we started our company in 2008, Laura and I were both working corporate jobs, and we didn't hate our jobs. Like, I didn't hate my job. I worked for the Toronto International Film Festival. You worked for Hilton Hotels. We had great jobs, great opportunities, but I remember I just didn't feel like I cared about it. Like I didn't hate it. I just didn't really, I was very neutral about it. Like I was like, yeah, it's fine. It didn't light me up. It didn't excite me. It didn't make me feel like I was doing anything that I really cared about.
Yeah.
Like that's truly how I felt. And, you know, and for everyone that I worked with, like I loved you all. It had nothing to do with that. It was really just about that, just that feeling of like fulfillment. Like I just didn't, it just didn't like resonate. It didn't connect with me personally. And I remember it was at an outdoor fitness class that we were at, and we were at this outdoor fitness class. And that was the moment that changed our lives. Cause we were at this outdoor fitness class and we were doing the workout and we were laying side by side and we were just like, this is what we should do. I remember we sat there and we looked around the room or outside on the grass and we were like, this person's making like $400 an hour teaching fitness, doing something that they love. We love this thing. We should just try it and see what happens. And we walked home from that class. I remember we talked about it the whole way home. We sat at our little wooden dining room table in our little townhouse and we were like, what do we call ourselves?
And we were just like, let's do it. And we're like, well, how the heck do we do it? How do we?
I know. But then we were just like, and what do we call ourselves? And then Fit Chicks was born actually as Two Fit Chicks originally. That was actually going to be the company name. And then a really smart friend of ours was like, if you do Two Fit Chicks, then you're going to limit yourself to the two of you. So he's like, drop the two. And we're like, smart.
We're like, ding, ding, ding.
And Fit Chicks was born. Really, it happened that quickly. And we were like, okay, September of 2008, let's start with a boot camp program. Let's do the thing that we love. Let's show people our love for health and fitness and let's share that. And we had seven women sign up to that first class. And I remember the conversation between you and I was, who do we think we are? Should we cancel? What are we doing? Yeah. And I was in the middle of the Toronto International Film Festival happening. So I wasn't even like present for the launch of our business. I was just like, good luck, Laura. I'll see you. Let me know how it goes.
Well, I just think even before that, it's like, as soon as we made that decision that we were going to do this, it's like, okay, we're going to try and see what happens.
Yeah.
And
we had to.
And then we just got to work on trying to figure out what that meant. So we didn't have a business mentor. And this is where, you know, a lot of new coaches now get really tripped up, right? Because they think, oh, you know, I need to have a coach or I need to know the exact steps. We just, I don't even know if Google was fully functioning then. Like it was, but there was no ads, right? There was no online, like Facebook ads, and there was no, TikTok definitely didn't exist. Instagram didn't exist. Like all of these things. So we were like, okay, how do we like register a business? How do we start to even like, do we need insurance? Like all these things, right? We made the decision. Then we're like, okay, let's just make a list of all the stuff we got to kind of figure out and let's go from there. Mm-hmm. And we picked the start date. I remember because we were like, and still to this day, it's the way we operate. We're like, we need to have a start date.
Yeah.
Because if we pick the start date, then it's real. If we just keep talking about it, like it's going to happen one day, we're never going
to. It's just in the air. Yeah. It's too it's too fluffy. We're like, we just need a date to commit to and then force us to do it.
Yeah. We're like September 8th. That's the date. And then you're like, well, crap, I've got to go to the film festival. I was like, okay, I'll teach the class. And I'll never forget it standing there. I had a chalkboard because we couldn't afford to buy signs.
Yeah.
And we're like, we had the seven women sign up and I had written on the chalkboard Fit Chicks Bootcamp and I had a yellow shirt on and there was all these people in the park. And I felt like I was about to have a panic attack. Like I was like, what is happening right now? And I had a cell phone. I had the flip phone and I called you on my flip phone. And I was like, I don't know if I can do this. And then I just saw the chick starting to walk towards me. And I was like, okay, it's go time. And we had a couple of our friends come too as like fillers to bring the energy. And then in the middle of the class, it started pouring rain, like torrential downpour. And I was like, it's fun. Like, keep going. It was just, all of it was like.
It was the perfect storm of awkwardness for your first class.
Totally. But at the end of it, people were like, oh my gosh, can't wait for the next class. See you then. That was so good. And I was like, okay, I think they kind of liked it. They're coming back for class number two. And I was like, oh my gosh. And it just literally was like the most nerve-wracking, like also because my identity was not a fitness instructor, right? Because you don't feel like you are something till you've done it multiple times. So yeah. I was like, just felt like such imposter syndrome, such a fraud, all of it. And then I was like, okay, that was horrible. I'm going to do it again on Thursday.
Like, see you all again. Then.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, let's go again. To my friends who were the fillers, I'm like, can you guys come again? They're like, yep. I'm like, okay, we're still doing this. We're still doing this. And it was just like the most nerve-wracking, out of body, uncomfortable, but at the same time, the most rewarding feeling that I have ever had in my life. And I will never forget as long as I live what I could see it in my mind when I close my eyes right now, like that chalkboard, the women walking towards me, the flip phone, the rain, like it is so burned in my memory because that was one of those pinnacle moments in my life that changed the course of my life. And if yeah. I did not have the, not even like the courage, like it was courage, right? But if I just didn't even try that, like, I don't even know where my life would have been now. If I would have said, if you would have said on the phone, no, let's not do this. I would have grabbed my chalkboard and ran away before they got there and we refunded them.
Yeah.
Like it's 15 years now. We didn't know at that point, 15 years down the road, we'd still be doing this in a different capacity, but
yeah.
It's just
crazy. Oh my gosh. I have like full body goosebumps right now as you're talking about this. Cause it's like reliving those moments and the emotions and like everything that we had in that time, like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
We were so uncertain.
We had no
idea where this was going to go. Everyone around us was saying, you're crazy. What are you doing? This is such a bad idea. And we were like, we're just going to do it. We have to just see, let's just put our tunnel vision. Let's not talk about it to anyone else that doesn't believe in it. And let's just go for it and see, because we knew that the path we were on before wasn't our path. Like I would show up at TIFF and I was like, wah, wah, come home. And I was like, wah, wah, like everything just felt so like bland in my life. And I was like, I need a spark. I need something to ignite my life.
But
and
I
knew it had to be something different.
Yeah. And I want everyone to understand though, like I mentioned earlier, we did not jump into this, like, you know, pull the ripcord and let's just jump out of the plane. We didn't burn down all the bridges. We didn't quit our jobs. So this is where I think too, and I think this is a really important part of the story. And I think people need to, you know, this is the part that a lot of people are not willing to do.
Yeah.
Is that we would work our full-time jobs and then we would come home and we would work on our business. So we gave up our social lives for a period of time, because our business became one of our top priorities. So that meant after work, instead of going out for drinks after work, we would be going to teach a class. Then we would be postering, because we didn't have enough money to hire a postering company and there was no ads. So we'd be out hanging up posters all over the city of Toronto in minus 50 degree weather with our hands frozen.
Crying.
Posters to get people to sign up. We would be volunteering at events on the weekends to try to get exposure. Like we were doing things that a lot of people are not willing to do to build a business, right? But also we were like, okay, if we're going to try this, we're going to go all in on it and see what happens. So with that too, it was very hard. Like it wasn't just like, oh, we were, you know, we had those seven women show up and we got through that first emotional class. It was like, then it became literally, because you pay for things with time, energy, or money. We didn't have the money. So it was our time and our energy. And we yeah. just literally, I still remember too, like nighttime, like 3 o'clock in the morning, like building out like things on our website, which was all janky, like loading classes and doing stuff and trying to respond to emails. And
yeah,
it was just crazy.
It was so crazy. And we did that for about a year and a half where we kept our full-time jobs and we were building our business and growing our business, and our business was growing. And that's the cool thing was, mm-hmm. It wasn't just like we had this one location. It grew to like our locations. We were running sold out back-to-back classes. We hired our very first trainer within the first year of our business and they came on board and we had our locations running, and we still didn't really know what we were doing though.
No.
We were still just kind of like flying by the seat of our pants. It was this really bumpy road. We were like, are people going to sign up? Are they not? Is this done? Is this done? Like, does this make sense? We were testing and trying different workout strategies, plans. We would be like, let's try adding yoga into the mix. Let's try this. Let's try a hybrid program. Let's try running on Saturdays. Like we were trying different things, because just like, you know, with anything that you're doing in life, you have to test it to know if it works. And so we were testing and testing and testing. And I think it was about 2 years into our business, maybe 2.5 years, where we figured out like a model that we fine tuned the model, but we kind of had this model down where we were like, okay, this is, we run our classes 2 times a week. These are the times.
The evening.
We email. Yeah, we email our classes at this time. We don't skew from this. This is the plan.
Yeah.
We run a challenge. The challenges actually came a bit later, but we run these things that we do this stuff in our business every month and it doesn't change. And it's this model that we can duplicate and then we can hire more people. And so we started hiring and hiring across the nation. And then we started to grow our business that way. But it was like, it didn't happen overnight. It's not some like smoke and mirrors story that we're saying like, oh, it was just like this easy breezy thing that kind of happened. It's just like, we tested things. They worked. They didn't work. The hybrid of yoga and boot camp did not work for our people. The running the classes in the morning did not work for us as people. Because we're like, no thanks.
But also it's funny because as we started attracting certain type of people, we started attracting the people who were like us in some capacity and then who did want to work out at those times. And we tried, like Amanda said, we tried so many different things. But it's like, I just remember to like, the opportunities that started to come to us because we kept showing up. And this is a big lesson I want to give to everybody who is there, who is listening to this, who is a trainer, who wants a business, who has a business.
Who's an aspiring coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like anyone out there is that we think like when you're first starting in business, right? Like I was saying at the beginning, we think that there's just two roads to it. It's like I succeed or I fail. And it does not look like that. It's this big squiggly line of like, you know, spinning around in circles. Some things feel like everything's falling apart. And then it's, oh my God, it's working. But because we were consistently showing up, even when things didn't work, suddenly all these opportunities started coming our way. And which is where, again, I don't know, you know, I always say it as the universe. Everyone has a different belief system. Some people don't believe in the universe or God or a higher power or whatever it is. But I call it the universe. And I just truly believe when you put things out there, that it will come back based on the laws of the universe, right? The law of reciprocity. So it was insane how much, because the consistently how much we showed up, we were planting seeds. And I use this term, like this term a lot with our students in the academy. Mm-hmm. There's so many things you do and you don't see a result from it. You don't see a result. And you're like, why do I keep posting on Craigslist every day? And like, why do I keep putting up these posters? Or, you know, why do I keep, you know, doing these classes when I have three people showing up? Because you're planting seeds and those seeds need to be watered and eventually they will grow. And sometimes it's not in the way that you think it's supposed to grow. Mm-hmm. So for example, we would show up and, you know, we'd launch a location. We had three people in that location. We would build it up. But even out of those three people, one of those people happened to be a news reporter for the Toronto Star and said, oh my gosh, I'm loving this class. I'm loving this program. I would love to do an article on you guys. Right? That was huge for us. If we would have just said, oh, there's only three people in this class, no one cares, that opportunity never would have came. So it's like you have to keep remembering that it's all coming. Like you're planting seeds as you're building your business through the process of trial and error and through all of the things that you think are not working. They are working in a certain way. They all are serving a specific purpose. Mm-hmm. And from that, the opportunities kept coming. Like we got a television show. So moving forward, we had our boot camps. Our boot camps expanded across the country. Then one of our students, one of our chicks offered, she worked for Rogers Television and said, hey, I think you guys are amazing. And I think you'd be amazing to have a television show. We filmed a 24 episode workout show that aired for 5 years in Toronto, Ottawa, London, where people could work out with us and follow along. Then we ended up getting an opportunity to go on the Dragon's Den to get an investor into our business. It's like, if you're in the States, it's like the Shark Tank UK. It's also called the Dragon's Den. We got a deal. Like we could have literally exploded our business, but it was not in line with what we wanted in terms of female marketing. We did not want it. We never want to market to women's insecurities. So we declined it. And then just so many other things came up, but it wouldn't have happened if during the times when it felt like things weren't working, we wouldn't keep showing up.
When we, yeah. Like if we would have said this location only has three people and we shut it down, mm-hmm. we had to keep showing up time to time. And it's interesting too, even when you think about like the television show evolved into us saying, oh, well, if we can create a television show, then let's create an at-home program.
Yeah.
And that became the foundation of our at-home program that we then took and sold on the shopping channel, which is like QVC in the US and things like that. So it's like every piece of the puzzle matched the next piece. Like they all connected to build this bigger picture that we've created for our company. But it all started from us showing up, from you showing up at that very first class in like just being terrified and showing up. But if you wouldn't have shown up to that class, none of this would have happened. Right. And that's, no. And that's the craziest thing to think about. 15 years ago, if you would have said, forget it, I'm getting back in my car and I'm out of here, our lives would not be what they are today. Fitchicks would not have been born and Fitchicks Academy would not be what it is. And we wouldn't be where we are today. I have no idea what I would be doing,
and it was
but I'd probably be coming home going, wah, wah.
It was the sliding doors moment. If you ever see that movie with Gwyneth Paltrow, the whole premise of the movie is she gets on the train. If she gets on the train, she makes it home to find her husband having an affair. If she misses the train, she doesn't see him having the affair and stays with him for the rest of their life. So the whole movie is this parallel of what happens if she misses the train or gets on the train.
Yes.
Same thing. It's like that moment, if I walked away versus stayed, my life would be completely different right now. If I would have taken that to mean because I was so scared and nervous that I was not supposed to do this, I would have a totally different life than I have right now.
And tens of thousands of people from all over the world would probably, they wouldn't have had the same impact that they've had. Whether they worked with us for a week, they learned with us on our podcast, they have joined our academy, whatever it is. But this platform, this foundation that we've been able to share, whether it be paid content, free content, or certification programs, would never have been possible in that one moment. So it's insane to think 15 years ago, one decision could have completely changed our entire lives. But then, of course, I mean, and it grows from there, right? And it's like when you look at your life and you look at your journey, you think about every decision you make impacts the next decision that's to come and the next chapter that's to come. And so everything that you're doing in your life today, you have to remember that and think, how do I want this to impact my future? Negative or positive, right? And I say this in every scenario in your life, and you don't have to go so deep every time with every decision. But when you're making big decisions, like showing up as a coach or signing up for the certification or building a business or, you know, building a partnership, whatever it is, how does that impact the next part, the next chapter? Because it will. You just don't know how yet.
Well, and I think this is the thing that's fascinating, right? So I think the first part where you're starting the journey is just getting to that place where you decide and you show up. Right.
Yeah.
Like the deciding part is easy because you're still hidden behind closed doors. Like when we were at our house and we were like, we're gonna launch this business.
Yeah.
We hadn't yet launched it. So it still was safe. We were still in our safe little bubble. Then it was like the next step, you got to decide. Then it was like, you got to show up. And then when you show up, it's like that first while in your business, you're just trying and testing and trying to prove to yourself that you can do this, right? Even though to this day, guys, there is still self-doubt that comes up. It just changes at each level. But the other thing I do want to say is, so the way we're making it sound right now is like, it was like the sequential events, right? Like it was like, we had our first boot camp, we had 7 people, then we had this many locations, and we had a TV show, and then we had a podcast, and we had challenges and shopping challenges. And the way it sounds is like our business was growing, 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 growing.
Mm-hmm.
So year one, year two, year three, that was the case. We actually, by year three, we blew up. So the third year in business, we were doing multiple high 6 figures. Where we started in the first year doing, you know, I think we did under $10,000, but we only started in September. So we had this massive growth over 3 years, right? And then we didn't keep growing. We actually declined.
Mm-hmm.
So over the next few years, as the market changed, as we were starting to change what we were interested in doing, we kind of stabilized at this one level that we could not grow out of. Like, it was so fascinating because also as business owners, we were spending so much time in the first years focusing on what's working, what's not working. We weren't focused even on our money. We were barely even paying attention to our money. Like our accountant would tell us at the end of the year, we just paid ourselves a salary. And then we're like, oh, we have money. We don't have money. Like, oh, because we just kept pumping it back into the business, right? We weren't really making decisions from that place. So then it was like the second phase of our business was really kind of, we stabilized, but we were also learning a lot and learning a lot about what it was that we wanted to do. And I remember when we went on the Dragon's Den was during this period where things were kind of stabilized. We weren't growing in revenue. We were testing some things that weren't working. And we had business coaches at the time, and they said to us, you know, you should really sell expanding your boot camp locations. Like you should really pitch to them about getting more boot camp locations. And both of us were like, that's not what we want to do.
Yeah. I remember that conversation at Second Cup. We were sitting there with them talking about it. Yeah.
And it was so weird because it was one of those moments where almost like that season, like Fit Chicks Bootcamp was wonderful and it was so great, but it was not what we wanted to do anymore. We had been doing it at that point, I think for 6 years, I think it was.
Right.
And we, for us, because Amanda and I value growth and freedom are two of our biggest values. If we don't feel like we're growing and expanding, it's very challenging for us. And some years have to be stabilized, right? Because you're growing in different ways. It might not be revenue, but you're growing in your mindset or your skill set or whatever. And it was just like this really clarity. And we had this conversation because we're like, we want to be more like digital. And at that time too, there wasn't the way things are now, where you could just launch a digital course and things like that. And I remember Googling at Second Cup, and this was such a weird thing. Like, what do you do when you think your business is failing? Because it wasn't that it was failing. It was stagnant. It was stagnant. Yeah. And it was not feeling good anymore in the way it was for me before. And I know for you, it was the same. So also we were thinking about, okay, we want to have, you know, families down the road and things like that. Like, we were literally still having to cover people who would call in sick. So last minute I'm driving for an hour across the city to try to get to a class. And you know what I mean? It was still, we were on call all the time and it was very starting to feel like something we couldn't keep up. I remember Googling, what do you do when your business is failing? And Marie Forleo's, a post from her popped up and she started talking about online business. And I was like, huh? And again, another moment from the universe, signs. I was like, what do you mean you could start to create like online programs? And then it was like, at the same time you were talking, I'll let you speak to it. You were talking to Pauline.
Mm-hmm.
Who's from Power Yoga.
Yes. And she was
talking about doing instructor course.
Yeah. Yeah. So she was, she's a dear friend and she's also the co-founder of Power Yoga Canada. And she basically was saying, you know, I'm creating a certification program that's specifically for power yoga and to create like our own training outside of that'll still be accredited with the Yoga Alliance, but it would be her own training because they had different forms, different foundations, different beliefs. And she's like, I want to create it, but I also want to create it for online. But I don't know how to do this. And I don't know, like, she was creating it as like a foundational piece of in-person, but then she's like, I know I need to take it online. I just don't know how to do it. And it was really like an aha moment for us. Cause we sat down and I told you about it and we were like, we have people that want to get certified. Cause for her, it was like, people want to get certified as yoga teachers. And she didn't want them to just have that sort of traditional yoga certification. She wanted them to have a specific yoga certification to be able to offer their style of classes. And we were like, wait, we have people that want to become fitness instructors that want to do what we're doing. We should create a certification that teaches them what we know and helps them learn the tools that we wished we would have had in the beginning to be able to offer all of the services, to become a holistic fitness coach, to be able to offer everything in one place, to become this one-stop shop, because we believe, you know, in our company, one of the foundations we've always had was that it had to be not just fitness, but it was like fitness, nutrition, wellness, mindset. All of those things were equally important from the very beginning in our boot camps. We always talked about those things. So we're like, let's create a certification that's accredited, that's recognized, but that covers everything that we believe allows for trainers to have abilities to help their clients in a full scope of practice.
Yeah. So then that was
changed our lives.
Because literally we would be turning away our, like, we had people coming to us all the time, like, well, can't we just get train with you? Like, I know you guys have instructors. Can I just train with you and I could teach this somewhere else? And we're just like, no, we don't do that. But we can, you know, you could go to so-and-so for a fitness certification. You can go to so-and-so for nutrition. You can go to so-and-so for wellness. And then, we'll train you.
Yeah. And then we'll train you our training system to become a coach, like for us, but you had to have all these other foundational pieces first.
Yeah. So it was kind of like, so that was this weird place where we were like, okay, because the thing for Amanda and I too, we always knew from day one, we sat at that table, we said we were building an empire.
Yeah.
Now an empire sounds like it's so, I don't know, like led by people who have people follow them. That's what I always think. It wasn't even that. It was that we wanted to build something that was global, that was so much bigger than us. Like, I always wanted to build a business that would live beyond me, that made impact that I didn't actually need to be a part of. But any person who you know, was in our business, whether it be with a coach or whether it be doing one of our online programs or our classes, anything, that they would feel impacted by that. And it was like the online space, like that's when, again, when we first launched our very first fitness and nutrition expert certification in 2015 was our very first one. There's not the providers and the systems there are now, which is why when someone now says it's so hard to launch an online business, I'm like, are you serious? Like, you don't even know what we went through. Like, I feel like I'm like talking about like, I walked to school for 10 miles in the snow. You know, like, that's the conversation I feel like we're having. Cause I'm like,
I remember back in my day.
Yeah, I'm like, please, like, this is not even a problem now. Like,
there's so, well, because online has so many solutions now. But when we started it, it was literally so archaic and so brand new. And so like everything was manual and everything was like,
but we did it. And that's the thing. It's like, it doesn't have to be perfect, but you have to start it. And, you know, so we went to work on developing the FNE certification and we had 10 people sign up for that first round, which we at first even tried to talk ourselves out of doing it online and we're going to teach it in person. And then we're like, no, we want to have this big reach. So we were going to rent out space in Toronto and teach it as an in-person thing. And we're like, why are we going back to doing what we keep saying we're doing? It's like insanity, right? Doing the same thing over and over again.
I am so grateful when I think back to that moment and you said to me, we're not doing it in person. We're going to do this online. And I was like, okay, let's cancel. We had people signed up for the in-person one and we canceled. And we were like, I'm sorry. We're sorry, but we're taking this online. If you want to move to the online one, you can. I remember this moment and I was like, you're right. We can't do this in person. I'm like, I don't want to travel to a school and teach for 4 hours. And I don't want to have to like,
well, and it's again, the traffic,
the limited availability of like, you only can work with people within, and people will only travel like a 20-minute radius. Like they won't travel. Like, you know, if someone lived out of town, they're not going to travel for 6 months to learn our program.
Was also like all of our limiting beliefs. We started to have these beliefs. Oh, people won't get the same results in an online program as an in-person program.
Right.
People won't feel they get the value out of the online program. They need to be in person. It was literally the biggest mindset shift for me around business because I realized people pay for results and people pay for not quick results, but results that can work into their lifestyle, which is why I love the online space so much, which is why the foundation of all of our certifications is it's around flexibility with accountability. Because, you know, I always think too, if I don't have to drive an hour to a doctor's appointment and I can do it online, why would I drive an hour of my time, right?
Like, totally.
It was such a shift because, and I hear this a lot with our students even now, they're like, oh, well, you know, I'm launching a program and I'm going to have them come in for stretching classes and HIIT classes and this. And I'm like, but that's way too much. Like, that's way too much for someone to commit to.
Yeah.
You think more is better. No, results. We got to think in like, what is the most efficient results in a way that works for your clients?
Yeah.
So it was just like, that was how we first launched FNE. And still, even then, I still think back and it's so funny because I still don't feel like, I feel like personally, and I don't know about you, I feel like I really became a CEO and started stepping into a different identity in 2019. So 8 years after being, no, 11 years after being in business.
You know me and I don't have a sense of time at all. Like I actually can't differentiate like a week ago from 7 years ago. Like it all just feels like this same timeline for me. I don't know why. I would say for me, it's actually probably even later than that. It's probably like just a couple of years ago. Like it was just like, it feels very recent to me that I feel like I've been like confident with my skill set to step into leadership in terms of I could lead my classes, my fitness classes, no problem. And I could lead, but I didn't know my value or my skill set until probably just a few years ago. I don't know a timeline of it, but it's like in order for me to step into that leadership role, I had to have the confidence in my skill set. And I think it was just recently.
Well, for me, I remember these.
It's crazy.
Again, it's like, I feel like there's certain moments in my life. It's like, again, universe, God, just there was a different, like a zing, like moment that like, I just got zinged. Like this is something. And it was Because this is why we say to our students too, like, you hear this, some things, and you have to hear them over, over, and over again. And sometimes yes. you'll hear it from one person and you're ready to hear it, and you will hear it so different, and it will land.
You hear it loud and clear. It'll be like shouting it at you.
Yes. Yeah. So we were at a mastermind in Connecticut, and we all had to go up. So a mastermind is where, you know, a bunch of business people meet. The idea is that you all are sharing ideas and you're helping to each other grow, because if there is one mastermind with all these minds kind of contributing to it. And we had to go up and present just kind of like what our business was, what we were doing online, and what we were wanting to grow into, and to get other people's perspective on it. And right before, there was like a life coach kind of speaking, and she said, your business will only grow as much as you do. And it was like not a big profound moment she said it. It was just literally as someone asked a question, she was like, you know. And I'd seen that quote a gazillion times, and I remember feeling like my body jolted. Like, it was the weirdest thing, because leading up to that point, as soon as we went online in 2015, I became obsessed with online marketing and online business. I wanted to figure yeah. it all out, right? But we kept trying all these different strategies, and we kept trying all these different things. And again, we for the first little bit, our business stayed stagnant because we were transitioning, but we were launching a lot of new stuff. We finally let go of our boot camp 2016.
It was after 10 years.
10 years.
2018.
We fully closed our door set and went all in the online space. So during the next couple of years, again, our revenue stayed very stagnant. And then it was like we were trying so many different things, and things were, again, just staying stagnant. It was like we couldn't get up in you know, reach or revenue or things like that. So I remember it because we ended up, so we're at this thing, at this conference, and I remember her saying that, and I was like, it's not the strategy. I don't need to learn another workout, another system, another online marketing, you know, tactic, another website. I need to work on myself. I need to focus on growing me as a person. And that was in 2019 when I dove into life coaching, mindset coaching, really looking at my blocks and where things were, like how things were showing up for me, my insecurities, my beliefs about myself, my beliefs about my abilities. And it's so fascinating, because if I never would have done that, I think that, like, unless you totally changed, we would be making the same amount of revenue. You know what I mean? Like, if we were still the same people then, I bet we'd still be making the same amount of revenue now.
Well, but that's the thing, is that you have to, and we talk about this a lot, you and I, is that in order for anything to change, you have to change. And so you have to evolve. And I think that's actually one of the things I wanted to share the most on this podcast too, is that change, it may be hard, but it's necessary. Like, yes. And also, if you are someone who is an aspiring coach or a coach or anyone who is in this business, it's okay. Not only okay, but it's like you have full permission to change and shift your business as you change and shift as a person. Yep. And I think I love the fact that we've shared like the evolution of our business, because it shows just how much we've evolved also as people. When we realized that we didn't want to run boot camps anymore, we didn't want to be teaching fitness in parks anymore, it wasn't because we didn't love teaching fit. It was just because we were shifting and changing. Our personal lives were shifting and changing. Our priorities were changing. I was, you know, thinking about having a baby. All these things were happening. And so it was like we had to shift and change and evolve. And so that those kinds of things continue to happen in your life. And you have to know that your business can evolve and change too. And it should.
Well, and that's where too, I think as well, like, you know, for me, I teach so much about goals, because I think their goals and decisions, I think, are the most important and under talked about things when it comes to growing yourself and your life. I will always have a goal, right? But even back then, I didn't have a clear goal. I didn't even make a decision of who I wanted to be. So that's where it all started. So in 2019, I was like, no, I am going all in on like myself, and I'm deciding that this is where I'm going. Like, I have always wanted, and obviously I'll let you speak to what you want, but I have always wanted, like I said, to have a business that outlives me, to have an impact that outlives me, that is bigger than someone just working out in my class. Like, that's why having, you know, our students and who end up getting certified, the thing that gives us the most joy is knowing they are now going to go into their communities and they are now going to make their community healthier.
Yeah.
They are now going to teach their community how to think, how to eat, how to, you know, move their bodies, the skills that they need that we are not taught our whole lives to thrive in our health. And that for me is like the biggest, you know, the biggest bonus out of all of this is knowing, even though it's funny because I still feel, I'm still stepping into taking ownership of that. Like I was at the store, this is a little side note story. I was at the store shopping with one of my girlfriends and I was talking to her and we're talking about something. It was like, there were snacks at the front and we were talking about the snacks. And this girl who was standing at the cash, she turns around, she goes, "Is your name Laura?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And I was with my son too. My son's a toddler. So he's just like, "Ma." And I'm like, "Yes." And I'm like, "And you are?" And she's like, "Oh my gosh." She's like, "My name is Brandy." She's like, "I've taken your certifications." And I was like, "Oh." And I was like, "Did you like them?" It was like so because being online and stuff, I talked to people on Zoom and things like that. But I was like, "Oh." She's like, "Oh my gosh, I love them. They totally changed my life." She's like, "I feel like hearing your voice, you've been in my head for so long that to have you physically here." And I still felt a little bit nervous in that feeling like, I hope she likes me. You know what I mean? Like that, again, is part of my growth of going to the next level of like letting go of like that part of it to know that to really step into my mission that it's like, okay, if people don't like me, but the people who do need my help and need me to show up bigger. Right. But that was where for me, like 2019, and then it was crazy because our growth, like that year, we doubled our revenue. Mm-hmm. And that year we started, I just feel like everything started shifting after that year. It was like everything got up-leveled. Everything started being taken more seriously. Everything, we were looking at it more from a lens of a business owner, like a heart-centered business owner, instead of looking at it as a heart-centered coach. You know what I mean? Like it was very different.
Completely. Completely. And I think that it's still continuing to shift and change. And we're continuing to shift and change and learn new skills and continue to grow as individuals and as business owners, as partners in our business. I think that there's so many different things that are continuing to happen, but it's interesting, you know, when you say like what your vision was or what you still want. For me, it was always about this energetic ripple effect. So I always think of it from that perspective of similar to what you were saying, where you're helping people, but it's also like my biggest satisfaction is seeing people getting out of like their rut, feeling like they have found their pathway and that somehow, some way we are a part of that journey. Because I remember that feeling of feeling just like, is this all there is to my life? Is this really it? And I'd come home from work and I was like, this is not it. This can't be. Because, and I've said this since I was a kid, that I will always live an exceptional life. And I just chose that as like my statement for myself since I was young. And I feel like there's times in my life where I feel like my life is very exceptional. And then there are times in my life where I feel like I need to do some more growth to continue to go in that direction. Not that there's no, not that it's not exceptional, but that there's areas that I just want to continue to evolve in and grow in. And a part of that is being able to help others see how their lives can shift and change in this like amazing way by just getting the skills, the tools, whether it be to change their own health and their own life or to be able to change their families or their communities or whatever it is, or even just to be able to build the business that they've dreamed of, to be able to do something they love and still make impact, like whatever their purpose is, but just knowing that there's a small part of that that interconnects with ours. And then energetically, it's just growing. That to me is like, I don't know. There's no words to describe that feeling that I get when I see people's journey begin when they graduate. Like it's not even about taking the certification. It's about graduating and then seeing where they go from there and hearing their stories and their messages is just like, that's the game changer.
Well, and that's the thing too. It's like, you know, I've said this a lot on the podcast. It's what I live by is the most important work you will ever do is first on yourself. Like, don't, you know, so many times as women, we're out there worrying about everybody else in our lives and we're forgetting that the most important work we can do is on ourselves. That's your mindset and your, like your physical body and your mental health, right? The most important work is on yourself, then in your family. And that doesn't mean necessarily like your blood family, but your close-knit group, because how you show up impacts everybody around you. And then in turn, once that is there, then it's out in the world, right? But we just want to skip, especially as coaches, to show up in the world, which is what we did, right? We just started, we created this business, started growing. We're like, we're out in the world, but we weren't pulling it back to doing the work on ourselves. And yeah. That's the thing that, you know, for us to go to the next level, because you can make money as a coach, but if you want to stay in it for the long term and grow and grow and grow in different ways, then mindset work and self work is so important for all of that, right? Mm-hmm. But I just truly believe it's like whether you come into our world because and you just change the way you eat, you just change what's on your plate. Like the effect of what that has is so huge. It's so underrated. Like, and I just feel privileged that people 15 years later still are wanting to be in our world, are showing up for us so we could show up for them, because of course we're a business, right? If we don't have clients, we can't survive. So we're so grateful that people are still wanting to come and learn with us and grow with us and allowing us to be a part of their journey, because if not, we wouldn't be able to keep doing what we do. So it really is all about, you know, it's all about our students, our clients, and what it is we get to do. And also, like, I just want to end this too by saying, for me, I just want to share, like, and I'm going to ask you this too. So I'm going to give you, I'm putting you on the spot. Give me a moment.
Oh, okay.
Like, let's my go. Three biggest highlights over the last 15 years. So over the last 15 years too, like, we've won a lot of awards and we've done like all of these things that are, you know what I mean? Like that on the outside, vanity metrics, right? Like, this is where, you know, a lot mm-hmm. of people say, oh, your social media following, if you have like 200,000 followers, like you're huge, you're so amazing. It's like, those are vanity metrics. They don't mean your products are good. They don't mean that what you're doing is good, whatever, right? It's just numbers. Awards too. They're wonderful to win, but they don't make you who you are. So for
and they
me,
don't impact anything in your
yeah like your the life. Revenue numbers that you make, like the money as you start to serve more at a higher level and your business is making more money, it doesn't make you feel any different if you don't feel good. You know what I mean? Like, all of that stuff is just all vanity stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, one of the biggest things is that for 15 years I get to work with my favorite people, specifically you. No, but it's like, it's so crazy to think, like, I remember that was one of my biggest things was when I worked for my corporate job and having to go into work every day. And I worked with a lot of very unhappy people. My boss was amazing, but everybody, they were just miserable and complaining. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, I'm spending more time with Sour Susie than I am with people I actually like, right? I have to interact with her every single day, 8 hours a day. I'm like, ugh. But I've had 15 years where I get to decide who I spend time with, and I get to work and come up with fun ideas and do podcasts and serve and create programs and coach and all this stuff with you and with our team, who I absolutely love too, because we've picked them. You know what I mean? Like, it's, I get to surround myself with the people I want to. My life is on my terms. And that for me has been something that's really important. So I'm going to go for you next for highlight for you, and then we'll go back and forth.
Oh, okay. So totally on the spot, but not hard for me to come up with. And of course, I agree with you. I mean, building a business with your best friend is truly like a dream come true.
And it's hard, people. Like, that's the thing too. Like, not saying, because we have a very, I think, a unique situation, but most partnerships don't work. So that's why even that's a huge accomplishment. It's like when people say you've been married for 25 years and they're like, that's a huge accomplishment. I'm like, being in business with a friend and still have the friendship you have after 15 years is huge.
Yeah. But it's funny because I feel like our business and our partnership for our business doesn't, it feels very effortless for me to separate the two. I'm very good at compartmentalizing things though, in my life.
No, I think so too. Like, I think it is, but that's when you're with the right person. It's the same thing with marriage, right?
Yeah. Well, we're definitely
challenging at times.
You and I are definitely like twin flames in that sense. So we're very, very lucky to have that. But I would say definitely one of my biggest highlights over the past 15 years was probably the very first time that my class sold out. And I know this sounds really funny and it's kind of like, but it's not about the metrics of it being sold out. But I remember walking into, this was in downtown Toronto, and walking into my class and being like, and it was all familiar faces. And it was just people that had come month after month after month, and they were all just there. And I walked in and I looked at them and I was just like, wow, this is so cool. Like, we are this amazing community. Oh, I always get so emotional when I talk about stuff like this. But we're this amazing community that has been created out of this idea from our home. We sat at our living room table and our dining room table, and we talked about this. And now I have all of these people that are surrounding each other, that are committing, and we're creating this community and this connection. And like, we are showing up with each other and like walking in and just seeing them all and seeing that they were all familiar faces. There was a few new faces, but that we were all there for the same purpose. They were supporting each other. And this energy exchange that was happening, that's one of the most memorable feelings for me and one of the most memorable moments, because it was just like, oh man, like this is so cool because it's so different from the regular expectations. So that was definitely one of the things that comes up for me.
Yeah. I think it's so crazy to think about like all of the people in all different capacities that we've had a chance to get to spend time with who, yeah. You know, again, like I just want women to feel like they can lead their own health. Like I feel like we're so underserved and I feel like we're so, and we are so different than men, right? We have different, like if you're biologically born a woman, we have different hormones and we have all of these things that are completely different than men. And I just feel like to create a community where women all come together every week and support each other through that is just such a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know for me, I think that my second highlight was building the Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Coach certification. That program is like my baby. I feel like it's like almost the way I feel about Miles, not to the extent, but I feel like every single person should have that certification.
Yeah.
Because it's not just about weight loss. It's about getting a body into balance. And I always say this, like, I love to build programs that I would want to take. And in marketing, they always tell you
it's the number one thing you should do.
Well, in marketing, they tell you though that you shouldn't do that. You should think about your clients. I'm like, but I am my client. Like, I literally am my client. That's who I was when I was 50 pounds overweight, when I was doing all those diets, when I was struggling in the diet roller coaster and
damaging your hormones and your health.
My hormone, yes, I did the fitness competition. Gosh. My hormones were completely damaged by, you know what I mean? Like all over the place. I had my period back for 9 months. Nowhere I could go would give me the information I needed to talk about hormonal balance and digestive health and gut health and calories and nutrition and all of the things, right? So when I was able to put that all together and work with so many amazing people to help develop it, like, you know, Michelle Wythe, who's a functional medicine practitioner, and Dr. Cheryl Allen, who's a naturopathic doctor, and, you know, Jen Papaconstantino, who's a holistic nutritionist, and all Corey Ravi, like all these people who I respect so much in their industries, to have them collaborate and teach with FitChix Academy, it was just like, I just felt this complete sense of like, I've contributed something to the world that really, really matters and that really can make a difference. And that for me, I'll never forget, like the first sending out of that certification, it was like this feeling of just like, and that was 2018. I believe.
I think it was 2019.
I think it was 2018.
Again, I don't have a sense of time. Timelines to me mean nothing.
But it was just this feeling. And, you know, that program has built and had thousands of students go through it. But in the moment, even if no one would have ever signed up for it, like that feeling of creating it and knowing that like what it was just worth all of it to me, even if it went back on the shelf.
Yep. No, and it's such a beautiful program and it's so necessary. And it's just, it's taught in a way that is applicable and functional and not just like in theory, it's actual, like, this is your real life scenario. This is your health. And this is how you take control of it. I think if I'm going on my second one, for me, it would actually be developing FitChix Chat podcast. I think that to me, there's a couple of reasons why. One, because we were always trying to figure out a way to get our message out into the world and like using social media and all of these things. And it never felt like it was us. It didn't feel authentically good for us. And so when we decided to start FitChix Chat podcast, it was like, how can we share the message of health and wellness and fitness and nutrition and all of these things in a way that is giving free content to support anyone in the world on their journey, but also in a way that felt good for us. And so creating our podcast to me is such a highlight because, you know, we're over 550 episodes deep. We've been nominated as one of the top podcasts in health and wellness on iTunes and everything else. And when we started it, we were like, we're going to do this. And we don't know, just like when we started our boot camps, when we started everything, we're like, is anyone going to listen? We have no idea, right? We had no clue if this was even going to make any impact whatsoever. And I think for me, that was such a massive thing. And also it proved to me another thing, the secondary part of this is when we had Jillian Michaels come on the podcast and I reached out and I had her come on and I did this interview and I was like, guys, when we talk about like the failures in it, like she came on, I was so nervous. I got my hair done that day and everything. Like I was like, I have to be perfect for this. I was so stressed because I was like, I had done her workouts in our living room for my like a decade of my life. And so for me, it was like, oh my gosh, I'm interviewing our actual like this person that I look up to so much from a fitness standpoint and from like a wellness. And I was like freaked out. And I remember I borrowed my friend's office because we were working from home and I had like Maddie was a newborn. My daughter was a new, I was like, my house was chaotic. So I borrowed my friend's office space. I had this office space. I had my hair done. And then when she came online, they're like, you have 20 minutes. And I was like, cool. And then my mic wasn't working and I couldn't hear her. And I was like, and she's like, I don't know. And instant sweat. Like I was like gushing sweat, like terrible. I was so stressed, but we figured it out. I was like, I just pulled my mic. I was like, I'm doing it. Bad audio. Don't care. Hers was glitching. It was like freezing. I'm like, I don't care. We're getting this done and I'm doing it. But it was like the fact that I'm like, okay, I showed up. I did this. I feel like if I interviewed her now, so Jillian, if you want to come back on Fit Chicks Chat, I can interview you. I'm much more confident in my skill set on that. But we were only like, this podcast was brand new. Like I didn't really know what I was doing on an interview basis or anything. But it also proved to me that, and I want to share this with everyone listening, that it's like, you have to just ask because you never know what the answer is. And that was, there's proof right there. We were like, brand new podcast. Who were we in this industry? And she said, yes, she showed up on the podcast. We did this interview. And it was amazing. And since then I've reached out to all of these different amazing, like if you look at our catalog of interviews, like we've had so many incredible interviews with people that we look up to in this industry, that we see as mentors, that we see as amazing coaches, business owners, etc. And it's all because we ask. And you know, like Tony Robbins, I've asked his people for him to be on our podcast, I think like 30 times maybe, and they say no all the time. And I keep asking because I'm like, one time they might say yes. But it's about being ready to just accept the no's because the yeses will come. And I think it's a really important message that I want to share that ties into one of my favorite highlights, which I think is, you know, Fit Chicks Chat goes on, it continues to live and breathe. And it's one of my favorite ways to be able to share a message, to connect with you, to chat with you about things that we love and to be able to give that to the world.
Well, and I also think it's been so cool to watch even like our evolution over the last 5 years. Like, it's, you know, for us too, like if I was to listen back to even maybe my perspective back then with like, you know, the lessons I've learned and the time that has passed, the experiences I've had, you know, throughout these 5 years, like I became a wife, I became a mom, with you, you know what I mean? Like we completely went, you know, I bought a house, like moved out of the city, like all these things that were just so my immediate place made my belief system in a certain way. I don't know. I think it's so cool to look back at.
It is. It's amazing.
I think for me, my third highlight is, well, it's something that we are launching, so I don't know if I should say it.
Our secret project launch program.
So we have a secret project, guys. Stay tuned. We're not telling you what it is right now. But we are launching a new program. And this, again, has just been such a highlight because it's the evolution of our business. And it's
and us as individuals.
Yeah. And it's another and the season of life we're in. And it's a new coaching certificate program that's coming out. We're in the collaborations right now with all of our instructors to build it. And it's going to be game changing because at the end of the day, what gets me up every single day and sits my butt in the chair is the thought that what we do matters. And it's combined with, though, because I always think that for a lot of people, like they say what they think they should say. They're like, I just do this for everybody else and it's nothing about me. You know what I mean? Like for me, I also love having a business that allows me freedom and I get to decide when I work. That doesn't mean I don't work. You know what I mean? I work a lot.
Yeah.
But it's the idea that like, this work really matters. And there's so many women out there who are still struggling. And whether that be they're struggling with their own health or they're struggling because they are not living their passion and they're not getting to go out there and do something they love, it has been proven that people live longer when you follow your passion. They are healthier, their stress levels are lower, all of those things. And I just want everyone to feel what we get to feel. And that doesn't mean it's happiness all of the time. Mm-hmm. But that feeling of creating things and doing things and having work that you matters to you and matters to the world. Like, it really, for me, I've become, and I don't want to get emotional, but another moment where I had a zing moment. I was at a certification in 2012, and it was when my eating disorder, I'd been, you know, like in remission for a long period of time. And I finally felt like I had started, no, it was later than that. It was like 2016, because I was developing holistic at that time, where I finally felt like it was all not under control, but at a place where it was like, oh, I get this. It's who I am now. And I'd worked through all of that stuff. But I was sitting at a workshop and she read a quote that said, I became the woman I needed the most. And that, as I start to get choked up, is what for me is like my final biggest highlight, because, and I want to be that for other people, because I wish that when I was in the depths of where I was, as I get emotional, I wish I had me who I am now. And I'm so proud of that. And I'm so proud that I've become that person for other people, hopefully, that they can look to and say, oh, you know, she's leading me out of this dark tunnel, or she's got information that will help me to take care of myself in a way I didn't know. And that for me has been honestly one of the biggest highlights too, is just having that privilege to help other women the way that other women have helped me, and also creating this new program that I think is going to be so impactful to help so many more women. And just to be able just to have that opportunity to keep doing it. That for me is my other biggest highlight.
I'm so proud of you. And I'm so grateful that you shared that. No, I really am. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, you're my best friend in the world, but then you're also someone that I look up to, even, you know, and as my friend, but as no, it's true. It's true. I think you're an incredible human. And I see the impact that you make, not only on a day-to-day basis in my life, but everybody else's life. So I think it's really,
I feel exactly huge. The same way about you. What did Jackie always say? One of our other best friends, she always said, you guys are peas and carrots.
Peas and carrots. Yeah. Different, but go together. Yeah. Which, yeah, it totally makes sense. I think for my final highlight, and mine are in no particular order, but I definitely think it kind of like goes along with your very first thing, which is just, I just feel like when I reflect back on the past 15 years, my biggest highlight is really just the people that we've impacted, the people we've been able to meet, the people that we have, whether it's through interviews, whether it's through students graduating, whether it's through the bootcamp programs, whether it's through people listening to our podcast, people sharing on social media, hearing the messages, the stories around what they're going through and the impact that it's made, being able to support our students in a way that makes it personal and not in a way of like, even though we run a business, I feel like we run it in a different way. We run it from this heart-centered health approach. And being able to be a part of that and to be able to make impact and hear their messages and see the changes that, whether it's changing one life or changing tens of thousands of lives, it's that to me is the most important thing, right? It goes back to that ripple effect that I was talking about. And so I think just when I think about my highlights, it's every individual that I've been able to interact with. I have the privilege of being the person who does every phone call with a student that's interested in joining our academy, that is coming into our world, that has questions. And I feel like it's something I never want to stop doing, which is not really scalable from a business standpoint, but from a personal standpoint, it is so meaningful to me to be able to actually talk to and speak to people that want to come into our academy and hear their stories and their messages and their whys and understand where they're really coming from. Because for me, I do take every person's journey really personal. And I think as a coach, you need to do that. And so, I don't know, for me, it's so important. And
it's like when I used to do all the practical
exams. It impacts all of my days. Yeah. That's just it. It impacts
my days. And I loved it. And giving that up was so hard for me, because it was like, that final piece of connection that I would get to do the exam with the student and meet them and talk to them and go through the whole, you know, and you know, now we have a team of amazing coaches that give that same experience, but just selfishly for me, I'm like, oh, I miss it.
It is. It's so true. And it's just, yeah. So I just feel like I'm just, you know, when I think about like the highlight, it's all of the people, the individuals, the humans that we have met over the years that we've connected to on some level or another. I just have full gratitude for that. And I have absolute gratitude for what we've been able to create. And I also am excited about what's to come because I know that it feels like we always say we're just scratching the surface 15 years later and we're just scratching the surface of what's to come. And that's so exciting.
That is the thing though, that, you know, I want to leave this podcast with like a little piece of advice to everybody, because I know so many times we compare our chapter one to somebody else's chapter 25, right? Yeah. So people who look at us are like, I could never do what Laura and Amanda are doing, but you're looking at 15 years of trial and error and ups and downs and growths and failures and all the things, right?
And studying and lessons and everything.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. I know this is when you're first starting out, it's so hard when you hear certain lessons from people, but which is why I always love listening to podcasts where people are sharing their ups and downs and their journeys. But it just truly is the idea of you just have to keep going. It does not happen overnight. It is a compound effect. So if right now you've just started and you've put out your first round of posters and you had no one sign up, that doesn't mean you're not going to have a business. You just go again. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like if you feel like you're so nervous that you can't teach your first class, you just have to tell yourself, I'm going to do this no matter what, and I'll be better for it. Like it's that place in between the thought and the action that I think is the hardest place to overcome. It's like, you're at the top of the hill. It's like, well, we're sitting at the dining room table deciding we want this, but then the next part of it was actually going to do it.
Yeah.
Like that first decision, then that action, it's like, so just know that it is all working. And I mean, we are not like, for us, we never had loans. We never went to university. We didn't have, you know, a specific trajectory for our lives. That being said, we don't devalue or ignore the privilege that we do have. But really, this business was built on the back of us, like blood, sweat, and tears, and like a lot of sweat.
And tears.
And tears. But that being said, it's so worth it. And you just have to, don't compare, but look at us, if business is what you want, as that could be me. And that's even the first thing. If you just think, I could maybe do that. That could be me. That could be possible for me. And just keep going. Just keep showing up because you're planting seeds and it will grow.
And your people need you.
And your people need you.
Yeah. All right. With that being said, we're going to wrap up for today's episode. This was a long one, but we just really wanted to share all of our messages around the past 15 years. 15 years is a lot to wrap up in a short episode. So we hope you enjoyed today's episode. Again, you know, I just want to end it by just saying the past 15 years have been incredible. And we are full of absolute gratitude for every single one of you for being a part of this journey in any capacity whatsoever. We look forward to continuing to do the work that we are doing in this world and making impact. And so thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being a part of this journey with us. And
Here's the next 15.
We will see you next week on Fit Chicks Chat for our next episode. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out.
Thank you so much for listening. Of course, if you love today's episode, we'd love to hear from you. Please leave us a review so we can continue to spread the healthy love. Also, make sure you check out fitchicksacademy.com for upcoming details on our certification programs and other workshops and offers. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next week for Fit Chicks Chat.